Do you love Elon Musk? Do you hate Elon Musk? Do you have no idea what to think about Elon Musk? Then we have just the show for you.
He's become even more larger than life.
Buying Twitter doesn't get us closer to Mars.
They are like really close to the edge of like everything falling apart.
Like, oh, Elon, I volunteer, put a chip in my brain.
Each week on this podcast, we'll break down, analyze, and debate the most important stories on Musk and his empire.
It's all one big universe. You just work for Elon Inc.
From Bloomberg Businessweek, this is Elon Inc. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It can be one of the worst days of someone's life to get a cancer diagnosis. For a long time, patients at least knew chemotherapy was one path to being treated. In some countries, that path has become a lot riskier. That's because of the emergence of bacteria with the most extreme form of antibiotic resistance.
We are facing a difficult scenario to give chemotherapy and cure the cancer and get a drug-resistant infection and the patient dying of infections. We don't know what to do. The world doesn't know what to do in this scenario. That's the, if you're talking about the post-antibiotic era, you first see that in cancer patients.
I'm Jason Gale, a senior editor with Bloomberg News. On this new season of Prognosis, we look at the spread of infections around the world that even our most potent antimicrobial medicines can't stop. It's been described as a silent tsunami of catastrophic proportions. And it's happening faster than scientists previously thought.
The situation is getting worse, definitely getting worse, because the drug resistance rate, the superbug rate, is increasing on a daily basis. It's increasing. So the number of patients dying are really high.
That's Dr. Abdul Ghaffour, one of India's fiercest anti-superbug crusaders. This season, we look at how researchers in the United States and elsewhere are looking for ways to fight back against superbugs, whether it's by turning to unlikely sources or trying radical experiments.
We just hoped that nothing would happen because we were worried that he could die of septic shock, because essentially we were injecting a billion viruses into his body.
We investigate some of the unusual steps hospitals are taking to safeguard against hard-to-treat infections.
Here's the rectal swab. It's pretty straightforward. You can either take it yourself or otherwise one of the nursing staff can take it.
And we look at how scientists in Denmark are tracking the global spread of superbugs from waste collected from airplane bathrooms.
Couldn't this be a way of actually doing global monitoring? So you could be sitting here in Copenhagen and then just let all the samples come to you.
Prognosis new season launches September 5. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.